the gun. Okay, welcome to the College Football Bros. I am Seth.
And this is...
I am Abel.
Abel the man. The giant Norseman, as mother likes to call him.
How dare you.
We are going to stop at the top of the top 25. Number one, Texas.
Texas. Texas, Texas, Texas.
Texas. Words to describe Texas.
Texas. Texas, Texas, Texas.
They're starting quarterbacks in the Heisman race. They're backup quarterbacks in the Heisman race. Like,
How many quarterbacks do you have in the...
Is your third string quarterback in the Heisman race, too? Completely destroying Oklahoma. 34-3.
Texas. It's just Texas. Who cares about Texas?
But next...
It's just Texas.
Is...
Texas.
It will... Fine. For some reason, hates Texas and is currently doing the horns down.
Texas.
I'm sorry for all you Texas fans out
there.
Next is Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Last year, losing to
Dumazoo
in a bowl game.
Cotton Bowl.
Bubba.
I'm sorry.
But they are playing Oregon in Eugene, Oregon.
Woo, this is a tough game.
Home field advantage, though, but...
It's going to be a tough game.
That game is currently happening while we're recording. Do you have any thoughts about Ohio State, Abel? Because you obviously listed your thoughts about Texas. Your thoughts about Ohio State, Bubba.
Ohio State lost to Mizzou last year.
Is that all you have to say?
Wasn't it 3-21?
It was 14-3.
They've had a lot of improvement. I think they could keep doing what they're doing.
Okay, next we have the University of Oregon at Eugene, as some people like to call it. They are hosting Ohio State. This is a big game, going to be on national television, I think has game day. It's cool. Yeah, nice one. The next one, do you have any thoughts about Oregon, Abel? Any thoughts? No? No?
No. I don't.
Completely destroying Liberty last year in their bowl game?
Where's Liberty? New York.
That's how unrelevant the University of Liberty is. The next one we're talking about is Penn State. Okay, let's see. Oh, they beat... They edged USC by 33-30. They did keep this one out of overtime, though. I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that one.
Seth, I feel to quote you on this one. What do you... Did they go to overtime?
Quote. All right, let's look.
Why you would be pieces of paper?
Penn State won their game. Okay, the next one we're going to talk about is Georgia. They had a less dominant game against the worst team in the SEC, Mississippi State, only beating them by 10. Any thoughts on this? And
ten.
Jeff Linky.
You feel this 10.
Linky? I forgot his name. What's his name?
Ten. Alabama could have done... I mean, Georgia could have done better.
Yeah.
They lost to Alabama. Alabama lost to Vanderbilt. And then Vanderbilt lost to Mississippi State. I'm just kidding.
This doesn't make any sense.
They could have done better. I'm just kidding. They could have done better.
Okay. Whatever. Next, we're talking about Miami. Miami, interesting squad, undefeated.
How does Georgia get in front of them?
Georgia. Georgia beat Georgia.
Bubba. Georgia A&M.
Miami, Florida.
Where's Miami, Florida?
It's in Florida. I forgot where in Florida.
I think Miami.
It's near Miami. Miami is close to Miami. Totally. Ohio, all of you Mac fans out there.
Stupid Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida. Beating Cal, who lost to Pitt.
Stud.
And Cal also lost to FSU, Florida State. Anyway, do you have any thoughts about Miami?
No. No way, no how. No, Miami. I've never seen them in my life. Miami.
Okay, next one we're talking about. University of
Alabama.
A.K.A. Bama. A.K.A. the
Bama.
Okay, hashtag Roll Tide Roll.
I have thoughts on them already.
Okay. Ew, just spew your thoughts out.
They won against Georgia. And then they lost to Vanderbilt. Lost!
Yeah.
Too much!
But then Alabama beat South Carolina.
By
27-25. And we have a article on that about, and it's on our blog.
If you want to go check that out.
It's on our website that is listed below. And you kind of have to scroll down to the bottom.
I'm going to give you a little.
To find it.
I'm going to give you a little.
But it's also, the link to the article is also in the episode notes.
I'm also going to give you a little hint about it. It's about how Alabama almost had one intercepted that ended the game.
They did have it. That makes sense. Okay. Tennessee is currently playing the University of Florida. Tim Tebow. The University of Florida without Tim Tebow.
That is sad. I was watching that game, and Tennessee was losing against Florida, who Florida sucks.
And Florida is a mediocre. They're 3-2.
They're 3-2, which is pretty good.
Everybody made out Florida to be some really bad team. They've won 3 games.
That's very good.
They've lost 2 games. Like, they have a winning record. Sure, they have the hardest schedule ever, but, like, that's that. Oh, yeah.
I bet Tennessee's gonna lose.
Number 9. Ole Miss.
Ole Miss!
Playing LSU in primetime at night in Death Valley, Louisiana. It's going to be an interesting game. Two top mediocre top 25 teams. Ole Miss lost Kentucky, LSU, lost USC. Okay, next we have...
Wait, I want to say something. On my schedule when I was watching Tennessee, Ole Miss was losing to LSU.
Yeah.
Which is good because Mizzou's gonna go up.
Okay, whatever. Next we're talking about number 10, Clemson.
Ooh, Clemson!
I don't have any notes on Clemson. But
I don't care about Clemson.
They opened the year to lose to Georgia, 34-3. They lost by 31, which I guess is the magic number. Everybody loses by 31.
Wait a minute.
Oklahoma lost, Mizzou lost. Everybody loses by 31.
Mm-hmm. 31, the magic number.
Dabo Sweeney is a okay coach. And we will take a break. We will be back in a minute. And we are back! We are starting off after the break with Iowa State.
Undefeated.
I think they're a sleeper team. Honestly, I feel bad for Iowa State.
Not Illinois State.
They're better than Iowa. They beat Iowa. Iowa's garbage. Iowa State is better.
I feel so bad about Iowa State.
Why? Iowa State?
The behind four losing teams. Tennessee, Georgia,
yeah.
Alabama, Ole Miss.
Oh, I forgot. 11? There's a tie for 11th place between Iowa State and Notre Dame.
Notre Dame!
Which one do you think is better?
Play like a champion today, Bubba.
I think Notre Dame is better.
I think Iowa State is better. Iowa State hasn't lost yet. Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
They didn't play like a champion that day.
I forgot. Iowa State is way better.
And they also beat Stanford, the nerds. 49-7.
49.
Take that, you nerds. By the other... I don't know if they're too nerdy at Notre Dame.
I don't know.
Nerds! You can't just call people nerds. Next is LSU at 13 because there was a tie for 11. They are playing Ole Miss. We've already talked about this game. But still, it is a crazy matchup. One of the best. Ohio State, Oregon. A new Big Ten matchup.
I think LSU's going to win. When I saw it, LSU was winning by like set 10, I think.
No. They haven't played yet.
But it should.
Abel with some more false information.
BYU.
They lose. Oh, they beat Arizona 41-19.
They could have done better.
BYU, take it easy on some people.
They could have had 10 more points. I'm dishonest. They could have had 10 more points. Okay, if they weren't this high, they could have had 10 more points.
Any more thoughts on BYU, Abel?
Nope. Except the name.
BYU!
The next one we're going to talk about, Texas A&M. They destroyed our Missouri Tiger with 31 points last week.
Come here, Missouri Tiger pillow. It's okay.
He is currently hugging a Missouri Tiger pillow for those of you who can't see. I don't have any notes on A&M. But it's not surprising that they can beat some teams with their $800 million roster. I don't know what.
Are you kidding me with them $800 million roster?
They have like a $1 billion roster over there.
Are you kidding me? And the only ranked.
What are they ranked? They're ranked 15.
$1 billion roster and they ranked 15?
Yeah, it feels like they have a $1 billion roster. They're just rich.
Which they could have done better. They could have had a better team.
You think Vandy have the best team because they'd have the most money because all their graduates are doctors and lawyers. But next one we have Utah.
Do I have any notes about Utah?
I forget if they win. We will be checking if they won or not. We are checking if they won or not.
Is this still recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are checking if they won or not.
Utah. Looking at Utah. Singing about Utah.
We hate Utah.
The Utah Utes.
They're another one with a funny name that matches their college name. The Utah Utes, like the Illinois.
I don't know why my Miami starts with the U.
It doesn't. They're just the U, because, you know.
No U.
That's a marketing gimmick, like I am, yeah. They lost to Arizona State by 8. Oh, I forgot about that one. I watched that. How sad.
Wait, what is
Utah was supposed to run the Big 12. Now they're 1-2 in the Big 12.
1-2?
Yeah,
one and two.
Yeah, one and two.
One and two.
Their only losses are from the Big 12. Like, aye.
Doesn't the Big 12 suck?
I think they're okay now. Like, all the good teams of them have less. Like, unlike the ACC.
Which do you think is your favorite conference? Never mind, we can do this after review of the top 25.
Okay, next one we have Boise State.
For the state?
Boise State.
Boise State.
They are playing at 11 p.m. Eastern time.
11 p.m.? That's too late. They should get a good night's sleep.
They're playing in Hawaii. Or they're playing in Boise. Which is an Idaho. For those who can't see, Abel's currently doing... What's that dance called?
I don't
know. It was currently doing the quote-unquote the wave. Aye. Boise State, their running back is looking amazing. I think he can win the Heisman Trophy over Travis Hunter. Defensive player from Colorado. Interesting. Next, we have K-State playing Colorado, who we just talked about. Buffs aren't looking too good. They don't have as much hype as last year, but, you know. Deion Sanders is getting all the commercials, so, like, they should be. But K-State is going to completely run all over them. Because it's Colorado. Next is Indiana.
Indiana.
I don't have any notes about Indiana.
I don't have no notes either. Because I don't even have it.
But we're checking Indiana's score currently. And checking their score.
Let's see if they're winning.
Indiana, as I like to call them.
Indiana Jones!
Sorry, we are currently looking at where Indiana is. Sorry for the
wait. And also, currently, Florida State is winning against Tennessee.
What?
Yeah, so
where did you see that?
And you're such an alarmed.
Boise State Broncos, that's their name.
What's this for?
Indiana's the Big Ten schedule. The Indiana Hoosiers. Don't ask me what a Hoosier is.
I don't know either.
They have a bye this week before they play Nebraska next week.
I think Nebraska's going.
Nebraska was looking like a good team. Oh boy, tickets as low as $127.
I can pay for that, and I'm only 9.
You're not 9, you're 23. Aye. But their cheapest game left on the season is against Michigan State. Tickets as low as $24 if you want to sit by all the Rousey students and don't want to pay $500 million to go to a college football game. But they are undefeated, 6-0.
I think Nebraska's gonna win.
But their games are Florida International, Western Illinois, UCLA, Charlotte, Maryland, and Northwestern. They really haven't had a
tough game.
Tough guy. But
I wish I could say the same for Mizzou.
Yeah.
The only chance was against Boston College.
Next, we are talking about Oklahoma. They played Texas in the Red River Rivalry, which is sponsored by Allstate, but don't copyright and fracture us because
we
don't have that much money, so you can't sue us.
We only have like $250.
Oklahoma lost 34-3 in the Red River Rivalry. How do you lose by that much? That is crazy.
I wouldn't even call that a rivalry.
Oklahoma has won like 10 of the last 15 of these matchups, but still, they cannot seem to handle. Quinn Ewers is too dominant. Texas with their quarterback, they're in the race quarterback, and we are pausing 4, 8, 1 minute break. And welcome
back!
And we're going to start by talking about the University of Missouri Tigers.
And, like, me and Abel are huge fans of the University of Missouri Tigers.
They didn't do too well last week, as we said. 31-point loss to the University of Texas A&M. It was Texas embarrassing
and
because they beat us, and it was sad.
Do
you have any thoughts about Mizzou, Abel?
Mizzou.
But completely destroyed UMass today. Thank you, everybody.
Woo!
Okay, well, do you have any thoughts about Mizzou?
Mizzou needs to pick up the one. No, never mind. Brady Cook needs to go for those long passes. Brady Cook isn't doing those. He's doing those. He needs to make them more accurate and pick
them
in the right spot.
He didn't just lose. Brady Cook and the Missouri Tigers didn't just lose to Texas A&M. They lost to Texas A&M's fans, the refs, and luck. Texas A&M had luck. Having a punt roll out of bounds at the half-yard line with flirting with the end zone is luck. That's not even skill. There's a point where it's just luck.
Luck.
Next, we are talking about the Pitt Panthers, because me and Abel don't want to talk about Mizzou much longer. Abel, do you have anything to say about the Pitt Panthers?
I don't even know where they are.
Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Pennsylvania. Okay, Pittsburgh beating California. The California that lost to Miami and Florida. I think those are the only two losses before they lost to
Pitt. It's okay to lose against Miami. That's a good team.
Yeah, and then you lose to 0-3 at the time, FSU. Top 10, FSU. Where are they in the top 25? They're not in the top 25. They are garbage. They aren't any conversation. They are horrible, horrible, horrible.
Wait, 22.
Aye.
23.
I don't know. They're not even in the AP poll top 25.
Because they lost to they were in the top 25.
They lost to Boston College. They lost to Georgia Tech. They lost to Memphis.
They lost to Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
They lost to Georgia Tech
and
Memphis.
Ireland.
By the way, Boston College lost to Mizzou.
Yeah. Next, we're going to talk about Illinois. Illinois, who a couple weeks ago almost beat Nebraska, but they edged Purdue 50-49 in first overtime. It was interesting to say the least.
50-49, right? 50-49. How does that even make sense?
Abel, do you have any?
They lost by one. That must be so embarrassing.
Abel, do you have any? What's it called? No. Illinois beat Purdue.
The Illinois Illinois.
No.
Illinois.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts about Illinois, Abel?
No, you do not.
Okay, now we're going to talk about Michigan. Michigan should not be in the top 25.
They were the best team, and now they're the 24. And
they won the Natty last year. And their coach left for the Los Angeles Chargers. They haven't been good since Jim Harbaugh was there. Next, we're going to talk about SMU before we... Yeah. We're just going to be talking about SMU. They beat Louisville last week, I believe.
Where's Louisville?
They looked Kentucky. They looked completely dominant. And they lost them. And they, yeah, that's it.
Okay. That's it for them.
Yeah. Next, we are going to talk about the top 25 matchups that have and are currently and or about to begin. First, the Red River Rivalry.
Woo!
34-3 Texas, completely dominating University of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. OU. Horns up, baby. Next, Ohio State, Oregon. Interesting game. It takes place in Eugene. It's going to be cold. Like, very cold. Like, not like Red River Rivalry, 90 degrees. It's night in the Pacific Northwest. It sounds horrible. Next, Ole Miss, LSU. This is a good game against mediocre top 25 teams. And that's the 1 minute break. And we're back. We're going to talk about some other people that received votes for top 25 AP poll voting.
Can I talk about stuff? Let's have a discussion.
Okay, Abel. I want to tell you the teams, and you're going to tell me your thoughts about them, okay?
I hate thoughts. You have all the
you
thoughts.
You hate thoughts?
You have all the thoughts.
Aye, Bubba.
You have the notes.
Yeah.
Okay. You watch football.
Yeah, you need to start watching some more football.
I'm sorry, Zephy. I only watch the good games.
Okay.
Oh.
Southern Cal. Just so you know, for number 25, SMU received 165 votes. Okay?
That's pretty good.
Southern California got 98 votes.
Then
USC. They beat LSU to start the season, but guess who ain't in the top 25 anymore? It's not LSU, it's USC! Thank you. The next is the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Any thoughts about the Nebraska Cornhuskers losing to Illinois a couple weeks ago? Rough on them.
Illinois.
Yeah, but they also beat Colorado then, like the week before, so like, eh.
Illinois, they're ranked 23.
The next.
And they do not deserve to be at 23.
The next are the military schools, but
ooh.
Navy and Army. But I don't hear nothing from Air Force. Air Force. Big 12 Air Force. Where are they? They're not there.
Ay, ay, ay.
Next, we are going to talk about Vandy.
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt is the sweetheart of the SEC. Nobody really knows why. They almost beat Missouri in double overtime, but that didn't happen. Like, come on. Kickers can't make field goals. Kickers be kickers.
Kickers can't be field goals. By the way,
next.
I distracted the kicker.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I screamed in
the next. The next is Arkansas. Arkansas last week beat Tennessee, shocking victory. But their other two losses are against Texas A&M, who currently is in the top 25, and Oklahoma State, who no longer is in the top 25.
Bye.
No longer in the top 25. Oh yeah. Next is Washington State. They're pretty good. They beat Washington, who beat Michigan, and Michigan's in the top 25.
Washington State beat Iowa.
Iowa.
It's above Missouri's Iowa.
Iowa and Iowa, any thoughts about Iowa? No defense, Iowa. They lost to Iowa State. Iowa.
Wait, no defense,
they're
Iowa.
Garbage. No defense, Iowa, because you know why they're called that? Because they don't have a defense.
Like, every single...
Yeah, they kidnapped Iowa's defense and replaced them with Minecraft zombies. The next is Texas...
Steve, I'm coming for you.
The next is Texas Tech, alma mater of the best quarterback in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes! I am a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
I am not.
He's not a kid. Next is Sarah Cruz, whose mascot is an orange.
An orange. Out of all the mascots you could pick, you picked the orange!
They're not oranges. They're the orange. Uh-oh. Sarah Cruz, orange.
Okay, I feel better now.
Somebody from New York, please tell us why Sarah Cruz's mascot is an orange. Well, their mascot is the orange. The next is Washington. Washington,
Pastor Washington
is dang. God received less votes than Washington State. Washington, what conference you in? Big Ten, because you left the Pac-12. Washington State, what conference you in? You're still in the Pac-12. You're still with us, and you're better than Washington. Better, better, better. Can't say the same for Oregon State because Oregon State lost to Oregon. Washington, last year, national championship caliber, Washington, then lost their coach to Alabama because maybe it appears that Alabama is a little more satisfying.
Alabama lost
the next receiving votes, Louisville, Colorado, who is overhyped, the Wildcats only received one vote, and we're taking another 1 minute break.
We're back.
Next, we're going to talk about important games. Some of them have happened. We will update you with the scores. And some of them are currently happening. And some of them are about to happen. So, first on this list, Penn State USC. We know. 33-30 Penn State. USC is garbage. Where's USC? University of California? They're not in the top 25. They're number 26th in the country. They lost to LSU. LSU made the top 25. They made a comeback from that game. USC couldn't go with a win from that game. Ay, ay, ay. The next, Stanford took on Notre Dame. Notre Dame beat the Nerds 49-7, which probably gave the Nerds what they should get. Next, California Pitt, 15-17. This is what was supposed to happen. Pitt, yeah. California didn't even receive any votes, really? Pitt, top 25. California didn't receive any votes, but still, definitely mediocre team. Next, Illinois beat Purdue 50-49. So far, no upsets. Then Arizona, BYU. BYU gave Arizona a lesson, 41-19. BYU.
Who even cares?
The next was kind of unexpected, but still, the team who needed it got the win. Georgia, 41, Mississippi State, 31. Even though Georgia should have beaten them by like 25 million touchdowns, they only beat them by 10, but that's okay. Currently, Florida is playing Tennessee. Last time I checked, Florida was winning, but I don't know.
It was 7-3.
By the time you're listening to this, the game is probably over. Iowa State, West Virginia. Don't know about that one. Kansas State, Colorado. Interesting. K-State is going to walk all over the Buffs. Walk all over. They're going to dance on Deion Sanders' grave. It is sad. Sad, sad, sad. The next, Boise State, 88% chance to beat the University of Hawaii. Hawaii has a team, so I give them respect.
Because they're on the
Because island. Boise State doesn't. Okay, that is all the stuff we have to cover. Right,
no,
Ava?
Do you
have anything to say?
Yeah. What conference do you think has done the most so far?
I think it's the Big Ten, honestly.
The second, SEC?
Yeah.
SEC, they have the leaderboard. They have, sadly, five of the teams, Missouri Tigers, Tennessee, Ole Miss.
Yeah, they all have losses except for Texas. Okay, there's one SEC team with zero losses. Or maybe multiple, I forget. But there are a whole load of Big Ten teams that don't have a loss yet. And, okay, well, you want to give them our contact information? I am SethLuton@gmail.com. He is AbelLuton@gmail.com. We are the College Football Bros. Please go to our website, go to our blogs. We make some really good stuff. And that's it.
First episode.
Yeah, first episode ever. Mm-hmm. We're new to podcasting, and it's fun.
It's fun.
Very fun.
Maybe you should try it.
Yeah, everybody should try it.
Trying is the best.
Okay.
And people.
Signing off.
And three.
Say. What's our sign off thing? It's the first episode. We gotta make up something.
Texas.
Texas stinks.
No.